The OIII dollar lambda 5007 dollars equivalent width distribution at Z dollar sim 2 dollars. The redshift evolution of the extreme emission line galaxies by Kristen N. K. Boyette et al. We determine the OIII lambda BDA 5007 equivalent width EW distribution of 1.700 lower thans lower than 2.274 rest frame UV selected M underscore UV lower than 19 star forming galaxies in the Goods north and south fields. We make use of deep HD UV broadband photometry catalogs for selection and 3D HSTWFC 3 IR Grism spectra for measurement of line properties. The OIII lambda BDA 5007 EW distribution allows us to measure the abundance of extreme emission line galaxies, EELGs, within this population. We model a log normal distribution to the OIII lambda BDA 5007 rest frame equivalent widths of galaxies in our sample, with location parameter Materu equals 4.24 pm 0.07 and variance parameter Sigma Terra equals 1.33 pm 0.06. This EW distribution has a mean OIII lambda BDA 5007 EW of 168 pm 1 Ra. The fractions of Z approximate light year rear 2 rest UV selected galaxies with OIII lambda BDA 5007 EWs greater than 500, 750 and 1000 Ra are measured to be 6.8 carat plus 1.0 underscore minus 0.9%, 3.6 carat plus 0.7 underscore minus 0.6%, and 2.2 carat plus 0.5 underscore minus 0.4% respectively. The ELG fractions do not vary strongly with UV luminosity in the range, minus 21.6 lower than M underscore UV lower than minus 19.0, considered in this paper, consistent with findings at higher redshifts. We compare our results to Z approximate light year rear 5 and Z approximate light year rear 7 studies where candidate ELGs have been discovered through Spitzer IRAC colors, and we identify rapid evolution with redshift in the fraction of star-forming galaxies observed in an extreme emission line phase, a rise by a factor approximate light year rear 10 between Z approximate light year rear 2 and Z approximate light year rear 7. This evolution is consistent with an increased incidence of strong bursts in the galaxy population of the reionization era. While this population makes a subdominant contribution of the ionizing emissivity at Z approximate light year rear EQ2, EELGs are likely to dominate the ionizing output in the reionization era. This was the OIII dollar lambda 5007 dollars equivalent width distribution at Z dollar sim 2 dollars, the redshift evolution of the extreme emission line galaxies, by Kristen N. K. Boyette et al.